Cherry coach Brian Bailey mentioned this in our pregame show. There has been a change in plans for the welcome home caravan for the Tiger baseball team. It will be at 3 o'clock from Brandt's Restaurant at the intersection of Highway 37 and Highway 53. 3 o'clock from Brandt's Restaurant. And then a picnic at the Cherry High School field starting at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Dusty Tiemann, the designated hitter, looks at strike one. Now a fastball low and away, 1-1. Tiemann, a left-handed hitter, the DH, hitting 350 on the year. No home runs, 9 runs batted in. Tiemann, a left-handed hitter, swinging a foul slice to the left out of here. 1-2 the count. Tiemann batting for the right fielder, Craig Meyer. Corey Kemp's 1-2 pitch. Fastball high and away, 2-2. Tiemann, the number 8 hitter in the Dutchman batting order, followed by second baseman Jeremy Burscheidt and center fielder Rick LaForge here in the top of the third. Here's a pitch high. 3-2 the count. Tiemann's payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. The ball getting away from Costco, the catcher, but he'll get the ball in time to first to Eric Gert as Tiemann got kind of a late start. Out of the batter's box. Didn't realize strike three had been dropped, but it was. Kemp's second strikeout. And that is one out here in the top of the third. Now Jeremy Burscheidt, the second baseman, a right-hand hitter, steps in. He's a junior. Hitting 250. No home runs. 9 runs batted in. Swing and a miss. Strike one and a fastball. Kemp looking much sharper than he has the last couple of outings. Especially yesterday against Brooklyn Center. The 0-1 pitch is high, 1-1. The Tiger program, just in its third year of existence, and about 5 innings away from a state championship as they lead 2-0. Here's a pitch high, 2-1. Melrose, this is in their 7th tournament. In fact, they played in the first Minnesota High School baseball tournament in 1947. They were the consolation champions that year. Here's a swing and a foul. Whoa, just over my head. Thank goodness for the screen. Count evens 2-2. And I left my glove at home. Kemp looks in at Kevin Koskler for the sign. The 2-2. Swing and a foul over and out of here. Count holds 2-2. Melrose was the runner-up in 1951. They won the tournament 4 to 5 years from 50 to 54. Here's a swing and a drive into left field. Eli Anderson won't catch up to this. It's over his head and goes to the wall. Burscheidt goes into second, and he'll have a double. A one-out double to left by Jeremy Burscheidt. He drove that well into left field. Just the second hit for Melrose. That brings up the tying run of the plate and the top of the order. Rick LaForge, the center fielder. He flied out to right fielder Brian Ellis in the opening inning. Melrose also with a consolation championship in 1966. First pitch is low, ball one, blocked by Koskela. Fortunately for him, the ricochet went in front of home plate, so there was no chance for Burscheidt to try to go to third. And Melrose, last appearance at the state tournament 2 years ago. Kemp from the stretch, time called. So no pitch, the batter had stepped out. So no pitch, still a 1-0 count on Rick LaForge. Burscheidt with a short lead off second, the 1-0 pitch. In first strike, 1-1. Got a good breeze blowing in from left field. Unlike yesterday where the flags just kind of stood there. It was a hazy, humid day. Much more comfortable today. Swinging a foul into the screen. 1-2 now to LaForge. Dick Putts Field, 323 down the lines. 380 to the power alleys. And about 390 to straightaway center. Kemp looks at second. The 1-2 pitch. A changeup missed high. 2-2. Melrose have played here before this season. This is the home field of St. Cloud Cathedral, a team in their conference. So Dick Putzfield in a normal setting for them. A swing and a miss, strike three. LaForge down on strikes. The third strikeout for Kemp. Two away here at the top of the third. And the last three outs that Kemp has gotten have been via the strikeout. This brings up Tyler Hess, the shortstop. He grounded to second his first time up. Hess, a senior, a right-hand hitter. Here's a swing, a fly ball into right center field. Amonetti, the center fielder, coming over, but it will be Ellis who makes the catch in right field. So a one-out double doesn't do any damage. No runs, one hit for Melrose, no errors. One runner left. The Dutchmen have stranded two. After two and a half, Cherry 2, Melrose nothing. We're back in 1 minute. You're listening to One-on-One Sports on the Ticket.